Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
1-2. Swing and a drive. Deep to right field. He's the real Bronx Bomber. Raffy goes deep in New York, and it is 10-5 Red Sox.
Yeah, well, you don't have to run hard on that one, right? Jog it out, Raffy Devers.
Oh, as long as he hits, I don't care. He hit a home run at the end of the game. What do you care? That he's not hustling and that he's a selfish player and he won't go play in the field. He's hitting bombs. What more do you want?
He's a terrible teammate. I think we can all admit that. Horrible teammate. But he's socking the ball around a little bit. He's having a good year.
He is socking the ball around a little bit. He can't sock the ball around and be a good teammate. Those are mutually exclusive.
No, I don't believe so.
He can't hustle to first base and sock the ball around.
No, he's not.
He can't pick up a glove and sock the ball around. Why are those mutually exclusive? I don't get that.
Oh, they aren't. They aren't. You are allowed to be a good teammate and do, you know, what your team asks you to do when you're making $30 million a year. Yeah, you can do that. He just chooses not to. That's where we're at with Rafael Devers.
Mm-hmm.
And then this sort of extra thing where he is not running out grounders, you're like, all right, especially when you maybe could have gotten a hit out of that. Strange.
Yeah.
Strange.
You could have hit a little bit more if you hustled down the first baseline. You could raise your batting average by hustling
down
the first baseline.
So now Cora's like, great, I've already been defending him for 2.5 months about changing positions. Now I got to also defend him on this too?
Yeah. And not even a very strong defense.
No.
It wasn't a hustle thing.
Okay,
is he hurt?
No.
Nope. So then what?
Just that's how he runs?
Line?
Well, he just ran out. He just got tired.
It's not.
He wasn't trying his best. He just was really fatigued at that point.
Chris Cotillo tweeted about this before the whole incident. He tweeted about this on Friday night. He was responding to people saying that Rafael Devers is hated within the clubhouse. And there were various reports that came out when he was doing his press conference about not wanting to play the field and ripping Craig Breslow, that teammates were like rolling their eyes and being like, you got to stop talking.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't think those came out of nowhere, but I'm not in there. I don't know. This is what Cotillo said. For whatever reason, people keep saying this. He says Mass Live definitely hasn't reported it, and the rest of the beat hasn't. He says the point remains, as I said on EEI on Thursday, I guess he was on with Arcan on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
that the group has been impervious to outside noise, distracted, and for the last 6 months, weeks now, rather.
He did say that should not be impervious.
Oh, should not be impervious. Got it. So in a follow-up tweet, he corrected that.
Got it.
He says, as I've said since March, the Devers conversation is nuanced. All I can tell you is that it has objectively been a distraction, no matter what side of the aisle you fall on. It's definitely a distraction.
So distraction.
And I think people are lining up within the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I think this happens on teams. I mean, you saw it with Mack and Zappe. I think the Patriots were worried about seeing it with May and Joe Milton. I think you're seeing it now. There's probably some guys in there who are like, yeah, Devers, screw them. They told you they wanted you to do this. Now they're telling you something different. F them. And I bet there's a lot of people on the team who are like, yeah, why won't he just pick up a glove and play the field? How hard is
Definitely.
That? Why can't he hustle down to first base? So I bet he's polarizing within his own clubhouse.
Well, I also think when you are the longest tenured player, when you are the highest paid player, and the guy who really should be your best player, and then you're also the center of this like distraction. That shouldn't be the case. Like that guy should be sort of setting the tone for everybody else. And even if he's not like a real vocal leader, like I don't think every best player is going to be like the team's, you know, real captain kind of thing, right? Like it's just not in everybody, right? We talk about that even with like Tatum.
Agreed.
Talk about
it
with whatever.
Agreed. Yeah.
But can you at least lead by example? If you're hitting 35 dingers, driving in a buck 20, and you know you're the DH because the team needs you to be the DH, great. But then if they need you to pick up a glove because both corner infielders are out, one for the season, the other for an extended period of time, and you can even argue about whether that really is what's best for the team. But if the team's asking you to do it, it doesn't really matter if you, like, as the fan or me, myself, I'm like, he kind of sucks in the field. But no, but Breslow asked him. John Henry asked him, and he said no. So there's no arguing that he's a horrible teammate. Like, he's a trash teammate. Everybody else is playing multiple spots. You think Christian Campbell's like, hey, when I make the majors one day, I hope I play every position on the field. I hope they move me up and down the lineup, and I hope, like, no. You want to play one spot.
David Hamilton never played third in the minors. No. He's playing it at the major league level.
Because this guy won't move his fast. Duran. It's not even just the utility guys. It's also some of your best guys will be moving positions. Sadon Rafaela, as a rookie last year, had to play shortstop and center field, and he'd ping pong back and forth between two of the most important defensive positions in a weekend series. He'd play both. You know, then you have guys like Mookie Betts, no longer a teammate of Devers, but best player, one of the best players in the league. He could tell you to screw, and he's playing second, short, right field because the Dodgers asked him to.
Judge has moved. I mean, just right. go across the diamond last night.
Little Jose Altuve is playing left field.
Judge has moved right field and center field. Yeah. No,
it's,
no,
like,
no
it's
problems.
Actually the norm now.
Like
for guys
much,
to move.
Much, yeah. much, much, much better players than Rafael Devers.
Oh yeah,
guys who hit every single year and don't take years off and fluctuate here and there and are just better.
Yeah.
Year in and year out. They do it without complaint. Guys who actually get MVP votes, guys who have been MVPs of the league, guys who have won, or in the case of Judge anyway, went to the World Series. Like,
yeah.
Guys who have accomplished a lot more than Rafael Devers and consistently hit and produce and are better than Devers do it all the time. And this guy can't do it. It's a joke. And so we're getting texts like this, 617-779-7937. You guys are really something. Sox win 2 out of 3 in New York, and you cowards still turn something
cowards.
Negative into it. And have nothing positive to say.
I had positive things to say.
We started.
They won two games.
We started the first 10 minutes of the show talking positive.
That's really good.
But I will say, this is kind of what the Red Sox are. It's like even when they're going well, you still have an incident like last night with Devers, which is amplified because it's Red Sox, Yankees, and it's national TV. People are saying, yeah. Oh, it's only under a microscope because of how he's carried himself this year.
Okay.
Yes, that's a big part of it. Yes, he's been a crappy teammate. So when he does this last night, it is going to be amplified. Oh, people are only talking about it because it's national TV. Right.
All right.
And so I just feel like this is the Red Sox experience this year. Even when they're going well, you're still fearing something looming right around the corner. And normally, Rafael Devers has been what's right around the corner.
Yeah. And also, the national game makes sense, too, because if this was a local game, they're not showing the replay of it. The Nesson guys ignore it, and you're not even talking about him, you know, not jogging or sprinting to first base. The National guys pick up on it and played it over and over and over again.
I don't get this. Rather be golfing. Such a crappy teammate for carrying the team. Carrying the team to what?
They're 3 games under .500, and they should probably blow it up.
The guy's been hitting well now for whatever, his whole career.
They're a disaster.
And the last 4 years, the team has sucked. They were last place 2 of those years. They were a .500 team last year in third place.
He's carrying them all
They're
right.
terrible again. Carrying them to what? Carrying them to what? Well, I understand he's hitting, but again, he couldn't hit by picking up a glove. He can't hustle to first and still hit.
He's
like,
carried
why
to
do people treat those like they're mutually exclusive? I don't
get
that.
8.5 games out of first place.
Carrying the team.
To be fair, they'd be 20 back if he wasn't on the team.
I don't know about that.
He's walked it off 3 times by himself.
Keith, you'd trade him, right?
Oh, in a second.
Okay, so like
in a hot second.
I would consider getting him off the team.
Yeah.
If you just released him for nothing, maybe you'd be worse off. If you swapped him out for something else, maybe you'd be in a better spot.
Yeah,
why do people not allow for that?
I don't know.
What do you do if you're the
I've never
Red
Sox? Understood that, like the carrying somebody on a last place team, or like it's the same thing as like, well, you can't give up your leadership. It's like, well, when you're in dead last place, they're not really leading them anywhere. It's the same kind of argument.
I don't know if this is a typo or not. I haven't heard this one before with Devers.
Okay.
They should put diapers. I think he meant Devers.
Well,
they should put diapers on the IL for tanking it down the line last night.
Well, he's not hurt, and it wasn't lack of hustle. We're still trying to figure out what that other thing is.
Okay, what should they do? Is there anything they should do with Devers? Any kind of discipline? They're not going to trade him. I know you want that.
No, I think you've kind of dug in too much. I think at this point he's just your DH, and you like, that's it.
Great.
That's just what it is.
Great.
The rest of the year.
Yep. I don't think he'd be good at first base, but
try to get his trade value as high as possible and flip him.
Because
you can't get Toro's bat out of the lineup.
Okay, so. Toro, I gotta have Toro in there.
In fairness, Toro has been hitting. Like 3 more extra base hits last night, home run last night. Toro has been hitting. So if we want to be fair, that's a guy that's producing. But there are other guys you can get out of your lineup. So Wiggy was big on this all morning. We were talking to him in the break after their show wrapped up and before we got on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, why do you think Devers would be good at first? I'm like, I'm not really sure he would be. I don't know how anybody could be confident one way or the other if he'd be good at first. He was a bad third baseman.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be a good first baseman, but he'd be a good teammate. And I do think him going to first would help the team. I think Anthony would be here if he'd go to first.
So, yeah, and that's so Roman Anthony, if that's what you said it is, that's a compelling argument. Because other than that, especially with Bregman going down, yeah,
you're sliding deck chairs.
You're like, Meyer's already there. Like, I don't need David Hamilton as my DH or, you know, whatever. Like, even Toro, I know he had a great series. But, you're like, if you're just doing that, you know, when Bregman does come back. Now, I think the ship has sailed. I don't think Devers is ever going to play the field this year. But if Bregman was back and then you moved Meyer to second, and then I guess you now have a Christian Campbell question, and it was good to see him hit a home run, and he had a good series as well, so maybe he's turning things around. But then it would make a little bit more sense than I guess what you have right now.
Yeah, I just, at least you'd be a good teammate.
Yeah,
and at least you would be on board, sacrificing for the team. How much of a sacrifice is it? I don't really know.
And it's also, it feels like,
and it would free up DH to do other stuff. And yeah, I don't get why people miss that would help get Roman Anthony here.
It's also,
do you really think it would, though?
Yes.
If they want him playing the field, you're going to play him every day at DH. I don't think, because they're not taking Rafael out.
You don't have to play him every day at DH, but you have an opportunity to give guys, give Duran a day off where he's not in the field, but he's DHing. Like, you have the opportunity to do that. You can't do that right now with Devers clogging the position up.
But let's say they did move Devers to first base and there's 6 games in a week. Do you think he'd start 6 games at first base? Because I don't.
No,
right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you could kind of make it flexible.
He can still play DH. Yeah, he does. Right. Maybe that's part of it, too. Devers can play DH half the time.
Open to him. I mean, they start Toro, Gonzalez, Sogard. Like, they've been rotating through first baseman. Maybe he's in that rotation, and then that does change things for DH. So, like, Roman Anthony, let's face it, you want him up here for his bat. You're not like, oh, we're getting this glove up here.
Well, this is the other thing that I was talking to Wiggy about. I personally don't need Anthony in the outfield every day. Now, if you want to talk about developmentally and where is he going to ultimately play on the diamond, you want him here for the stick, like you just said.
Well,
he can be in the lineup every day at DH, and your best defensive outfield alignment is Duran, Rafaela, Abreu. And so you don't even need to mess with that. Just get Anthony's bat on the team, and now Devers is at first, and you should be a better lineup, and you don't suffer at all defensively in the outfield.
And just because what you do when you first are called up does not mean that's what you're going to do in your whole career. Marcelo Meyer's playing third base. He's not going to be a third baseman for his whole career. He's going to be a shortstop. Xander Bogaerts played third base because John Farrell's like, can't move Stephen Drew. So he played third base when he first got called up and then played a bunch of years at short. So if Roman Anthony's a DH and Marcelo Meyer's at third, that's for this year. Like, next year, those guys could both go back to their natural spots.
617-779-7937. Speaking of Meyer, you could mix him into the lineup, you know.
I would love to see him play.
It's not like he's hitting very well right now, but like you are allowed to get him into the lineup, Alex Cora.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who
sucked the dinger, though.
He did.
Over
Friday.
The weekend. Yeah,
he did. Yeah, that's true. You guys can weigh in on this. We'll get more into Roman Anthony. Another monster home run over the weekend.
Hasn't landed yet.
Nothing else for him to prove. And larger discussion about if Anthony is promoted and Devers won't move, who gets demoted? This came up over the weekend. We can get to it with all your phone calls next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Anthony drills it deep right center field, and the Roman Empire has done it again. Second homer of the week and his second grand slam of the year.
497 feet.
Yeah.
For Roman Anthony.
Yeah, he got all of that one.
Which, as Nick said, what a bum. Can't even hit it 500.
I know. Wait room.
Longest home run in baseball this year.
Baseball.
At any level.
There's been a lot of games.
A lot of players.
The longest home run at any level in the sport this year.
And the Red Sox are like, nah.
Yeah.
Stay down there.
If you're the pitcher, how do you react? You're like, well, obviously I had to be throwing it pretty good for him to, you know, hit it on the screws.
Yeah,
like
it had to come in pretty quick to go out that far.
Good velocity on my end, right? Forget about the exit velocity.
So,
that was actually smart. He should not be there. Okay. Yeah, he shouldn't be there for months.
But this is the thing. Like, the 497 doesn't really matter other than it just makes the Red Sox look even worse.
Yes, it's like a headline everywhere. It's not just us talking about it. It's everywhere. They're like, this kid, who, by the way, is the number one prospect in all of baseball, just hit a moonshot almost 500 feet, and you're like, wow, the Red Sox must be doing really well if he's still in the minors. If he's blocked, they must be, they're three games under 500 and 8.5 games out of first place. Got it. Okay.
So it's just a news item that makes the Red Sox look worse, and they seem impervious to any of this. Rafael Devers won't move. Nick came in the break and made the point, well, look, even if Devers picked up a glove and went to first or third, they'll probably just play Toro or Romy Gonzalez at DH.
Yeah. You need this kid to make it make sense.
At which point, then I would start bitching about that. I would stop bitching about Devers not moving, and I would start bitching about Breslow or Henry or whatever reason why this kid isn't up. But I think opening up DH would be a way to get him here. Ken Rosenthal had a take over the weekend.
All right.
And this is before Christian Campbell hit this weekend. Campbell had a good weekend.
He needed that bad.
He said, Rosenthal wrote that Christian Campbell needs more defensive reps in AAA. Top prospect Roman Anthony needs to be hitting. Exchanging one for the other would make the Red Sox a better team. Keefe, agree or disagree? Would you send Campbell down? Do you feel differently now than you did at the beginning of the weekend? Like, how do you approach that whole potential swap?
So this weekend kind of did change my mind a little bit. I was to the point where maybe that would be in the best interest of Campbell. We had Bradford on last week, and it's not as much of a, demerit as you might think. Like, he referenced Jackson Holliday, came up, then got sent down. Mike Trout got called up and then sent down in his first year. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean you need to hit the ground running and be you finish top three in rookie of the year. Otherwise, it's a failure of a season. Sometimes this happens with guys. If it was Christian Campbell down, so it's more David Hamilton, I'm almost of the mindset, let Campbell figure it out. Now, give him one position, and that seems like what they've kind of done, but give him one position, have him play second base, have him hit ninth in the order or whatever, and let him get out of this funk. Dustin Pedroia is a great example where Pedroia was brutal. Now, the difference here is Campbell started good. Campbell had a good start to the year and then tanked it. Pedroia started really slowly and then was a house of fire and won Rookie of the Year. So, and Alex Cora was his teammate that year, so he's very well aware of these guys. Sometimes you need to stick with him. You obviously brought him up for a reason. He was one of these top prospects and everything else. It's been pretty bad, but who are you replacing him with? And I guess in this scenario, Rosenthal's sort of saying Anthony, but it doesn't really work that way. Like, because he's not He's not playing second base.
Right. It's Hamilton every day.
Yeah. So that I think I would probably I'd probably just stick with Campbell, but I get the argument to send him down.
I'm not sending him down after he went 4-for-6 these last two games with a homer and four RBIs.
Yeah.
I would try to latch onto that. And
but if it was another series like it had been.
Keith, if it was Friday night / Saturday morning, which is when Rosenthal had it, Campbell started the weekend by going 0-for-2,
yeah.
Two strikeouts, got pinch hit 4 in a Friday night loss to the Yankees. His season average, batting average, bottomed out at .220, as low as it's been. So
worst player in May.
Yeah, if you
I don't think there's a worse player in majors in the majors than Christian Campbell in May.
If you ask me on Saturday morning, would I demote him?
Yeah. So these two games,
go down to AAA, hit for a couple of weeks, and come back. I'm not banishing him to the minors, but go get your confidence back up. We were talking about it on Friday, actually, while you were out, and I would have been open to it then.
Yeah.
Now that he's hit for a couple of games, I want to see it through a little more.
Same.
If he goes 0 for the week or keeps striking out and gets on base like one time with a little bleeder of a single, then we can talk about it again next week. But right now, he raises batting average 13 points over the weekend, hit a home run for the first time since God knows when, first time since Detroit on May 13th.
Take it.
So whatever that is, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I would now try to lean in on that, and I like your approach. You're playing second every day, most days.
Yep.
You're batting ninth every time you're in the lineup.
Let's figure it out.
Figure it out at second. We'll take the pressure off. You're not hitting cleanup anymore. Don't worry about it. You're just the ninth hitter. And that's the way to go forward and see if he can turn his season around.
Yeah,
what I would do.
That's what I would do. I would also play Marcelo Meyer every day. That's what I would do.
You don't want to sit him against lefties?
No.
I don't either.
He's going to be a great player one day, at least we all hope. And he's not going to be a platoon player, right? So let's play him. I thought the whole idea of calling up any of these guys, or even Roman Anthony, right? Like, Roman Anthony's not up here. Probably just for the money stuff.
You know they'd platoon him, too. They do it with everybody.
It's insane.
Okay, but they might. I've heard this logic
before. I thought
the
idea was to play him every day.
I've heard this logic before.
Do they sit against lefties in Worcester?
Yeah. They're like, well, when Duran came up, he sat against lefties, too. Duran wasn't this caliber of prospect.
No, these guys are at a different level.
Duran was a good prospect.
Yep.
But he wasn't this caliber of prospect. And the Red Sox also, Devers did it, too, I think. Well, when Devers came up, the Red Sox were good. They suck right now.
I also get it.
So, I would play these guys every day. I would play Meyer every day.
Especially when you have a series where you have two lefties in a series or back-to-back games. It's not like, hey, you're going along and here's Randy Johnson. You're like, oh, it's a good day for an off day. Why don't you chill out? You don't have to face a big unit today.
Yeah.
But just every scrubby lefties, get them in there. They're going to have to figure out how to hit lefties.
So, yeah, to me, if Meyer's up here sitting against lefties and he's kind of scuffling, then you might as well send him back down.
Right.
What's the point of him being here?
I thought the idea for all these guys was so they could play.
If he's here, play. And if he gets to the point where Campbell got to, where he looked like he had no confidence and he's butchering plays in the field, then we can start the discussion about sending Meyer back down.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
Although the real problem, too, is as much as we're bitching about all the different things and how maybe their best lineup isn't available to them, they were hitting it. They hit 8 home runs in the series.
Yep.
They're not pitching. Their pitching stinks. And so it's when you're looking ahead at what they need to do and keep this momentum going, you're like, all right, you got a 3-game series at home starting tonight against Tampa Bay, and it's Bayo, Giolito, Buehler. Feel great about those guys?
I'm pretty much done with Walker Buehler, to be honest.
I mean, Lucas Giolito after the last time?
Do Giolito and Buehler get to the total innings that Bayo pitches?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, probably not. Because Bayo will go 5
and a third. It's a night game?
Yeah, night game.
Night game, okay.
So he'll go 5.
I feel good about Bayo then.
He'll go 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And then Giolito will go 2.
Yeah.
Inning and a third.
Yeah. Walker Buehler would give you 4, as long as he doesn't get ejected.
4 outs?
No. Or
four innings.
Four innings. They'll be really crappy.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll give him a lot of runs.
He gets shelled. He absolutely
shelled.
He'll
give you 4 innings.
Yeah, that was...
Again, assuming he doesn't selfishly get himself kicked out of a game.
That was a rough go.
Because he's busy picking a fight with an umpire instead of trying to help the team.
He's given up 17 hits in his last 2 starts.
Yeah, but how many innings?
They were hard hits. Oh, 7 2/3.
7!
Nice.
7 2/3.
17 and
17 hits, 10 runs, 4 dingers. The guy gets absolutely roped.
Look, I've largely said Breslow had a good offseason in terms of the talent he added. That's one he'd like back.
Crochet, Chapman.
Check.
Bregman.
Narvaez.
Honestly,
All-star, dude. Are you coming around to my All-star take?
No, but...
Look,
he's a good player. He's a better player
than
I
gave him credit for. Nick, you went on the All-star take for Narvaez?
Yeah, I've been on the Narvaez train for a while.
Kay. Nick gets it.
Justin Wilson actually been sneaky kind of good,
fine.
Too.
Yeah, look, I think Breslow made some good upgrades this year. Walker Buehler, not one of them. Let's give him some criticism.
American League catchers, you have Big Dumper.
Yeah, well, he's
kind of it.
He's starting.
Yeah. I mean, the Big Dumper's going to win the MVP.
Big Dumper, just
he's on pace for, I think, 65 home runs.
I look at Terps' dong team, you know, every day, basically.
No, Nick.
It's another two homers for the Big Dumper.
66 home runs.
That's the pace?
Is the pace right now.
Nice. Also, he hit a couple more over the weekend then.
Yeah, he did. I just told you.
He had two on Saturday.
Yeah, he had two
in the game on Saturday.
Like every day, I feel like.
So he's up to 26 homers as a catcher. What's the catcher record? Who's got that?
Piazza?
Probably Piazza.
I mean, that's just a guess.
That'd Johnny Bench. Probably Piazza.
Sure.
Probably Piazza. But he's going to smash that, whatever that is.
You think
Todd Hundley had it?
I don't know. My answer is Piazza.
Who is AI overview is saying Salvador Perez with 48.
Ooh, wow, Sally Perez.
Sally Perez was slotting him
3 years.
Dude, 48?
Yeah.
The Big Dumper could take a month off and get that.
Dumper will get there by the All-Star break.
Move over, Sally Perez.
A whole bunch of texts. Roman Anthony should learn to play first base. Why can't Roman play first base?
We've already been over all this.
Why is Roman Anthony not a selfish teammate in Devers? Well, Devers is taking ground balls in his life.
Did the owner fly to Kansas City to ask Roman Anthony to play first base?
No. Okay. Devers is, and I know there's a gray area on what's an infielder on this show and what is not.
Well,
Both corners, the hot corner and the cold corner.
Both hot corners.
Those are both infielders. Roman Anthony has not played the infield in his life.
Yeah.
So that is a little different, but something tells me, similar to Marcelo Meyer and Christian Campbell, if the Red Sox were like, hey, you can be a big leaguer tomorrow, play first, I bet Roman Anthony would.
Oh, yeah.
I think the team doesn't want to move him there, but I bet if they asked him, he'd do it. Right. Just a guess. 617-779-7937. All your feedback here. On the Red Sox, the Yankees rivalry. Maybe a little bit of teeny tiny bit of life with Hunter Dobbins calling out the Yankees going into last night. Red Sox take 2 out of 3, maybe salvage their season, at least keep it on life support. And, of course, Rafael Devers, Roman Anthony, all that good stuff. Again, it's 617-779-7937. We'll get to you, and we'll get to a busy weekend in the Stanley Cup Final and NBA Finals. We have a series in the NBA, and Brad Marchand, Keith, still thriving. We'll get to it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.